Geraldine, a very convincing one in the end. You never really anticipated probably to be so much between yourselves and Glenfinn.
No, you know, like a game against us and Glenfinn is always tough, and you know it's going to be tough, and we had to set out today thinking it's going to be tough because that's what we knew it was going to be. Like, I know the scoreline probably doesn't reflect the game.
Yeah, and no doubt you're thinking about last year's final two. There was only a point between the sides. A lot more today, but, you know, there were times today that Glenfinn looked like they were coming back into it.
Yeah, like, that's why I think we really went to the end, because you never actually know. Like, it doesn't matter how much you're ahead against Glenfinn. Like, they've always a chance. They have players there. They're a huge threat that can close any gap. Like, but, nah, we are delighted with the win today.
And only 2 points down at half-time. Like, you know, were you a little bit worried at that stage, you know, coming out into the second half?
I suppose, like, we probably didn't play the best in the first half, but we didn't play terrible either. We knew if we, like, we're doing mistakes that we never probably do in a normal game, and we just, if we corrected them, we knew that we can come out and open up and play the way we can play, and which we done in the second half.
Yeah, composure seemed to be a big thing out there for you today. Like, Glenfinn got off to the start with that goal. It's very easy to drop your heads, but straight after that, you know, you got on the end of a penalty and got your first goal.
Yeah, no, like, you always said, like, if we go a point down, 2 points down, 10 points down, we just keep going, we stick to the game plan, which we did. And I suppose it was a huge knock at the start, but I don't think it knocked us at all today, and we just kept going, we stuck to the game plan, and thankfully it worked.
Yeah, and look, they were missing Yvonne Bonner today as well, probably a big blow to them, but probably a player that you'd rather see in the sideline, Geraldine.
Yeah, she's just exceptional. She's always been a great player, and it's great to see them still playing. Like, but now, like, we never changed. Like, we were just going to go out and play the way we're going to play. We didn't worry about them at all. And whoever played, playing, whoever didn't, like, it didn't, like, we didn't, it didn't affect us at all. Like, it didn't change our game plan, didn't change anything. We just worried about ourselves, and hopefully it was enough.
Yeah, and listen, you're missing players yourselves, like, so Nicole McLaughlin and Emer Galler, and, you know, those are big players to be missing as well. But is there something different about this tournament team this year?
Yeah, there is. Like, there's a bit of freshness with the younger ones coming on. Like, you have Grace McCafferty, who's literally only turned 15, and you have Kate, who's still only 16, and Chelsea, like, they're just speed off. Like, they're amazing. Like, they push us on in training, us trying to catch them. It's not easy. You'll probably never catch them this rate, but no, they push us on, and they make us better players, and hopefully with our experience make them better players as well.
Yeah, and look, now that's the league campaign finished. Now you'll be looking forward to, you know, a competitive championship, and no doubt it'll be a different game. You know, there'll be a different set of games now ahead.
Yeah, I think, we have Glenfinn first round again. Like, but no, championship's completely different to league. When we start championship, that's a new set of games. So we're enjoying tonight, and we forget about the league then, and we go on championship and play every game that we can as best as possible.
Yeah, and you got 210 from the 214 out there today, but no doubt you'll contribute a lot of those scores to your teammates around you, as you always do, but still a commanding performance by yourself, Geraldine.
Yeah, like, suppose when I was out last year, and when you come back, you just really want to push it, and the girls pushed me at training, and coming back, I knew I had to probably try harder to get back up to their level, and thankfully it worked, and we have great management there. Like, if you're feeling any niggle at all, you can chat to them, and they're smart about it. We have a great backroom team, we have good management, and it's a really, really good setup we have this year.